Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say,
awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mary Hollis. I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scriptures read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and I hope you didn't eat too much turkey. But if you did, all is well. Well, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. My immediate family, my daughter, son-in-law, my grandbaby, and my son, we all went to South Carolina to spend time with our family there. We was with Florence. We stayed at Florence's house, and also we just she had her family to come in as well, some of them. And we had a great time, and also we had a chance to go to the movies. We did something different. We wanted to get Florence out of the house after doing all that cooking. We took her to see Black Nativity with Jennifer Hudson and, the other guy name? Whitaker, and it was pretty good movie. It was really a family musical type movie, and it had a very good storyline, and we really enjoyed just getting out of the house and doing something different. So I hope that your Thanksgiving was a fun time with friends and family, because it's always important to be around friends and family during the holiday. Tonight, we have several things that we're going to be discussing, and also I might just put some of you on a spot tonight, so just be ready if I chose to do that. But anyway, I'm going to talk about guidance, encouragement, and divine protection. And we know that God is a wonderful God. Just like that song just went off, he's an awesome God. Yes, he gives us guidance, he encourages us, and also he gives us divine protection. Even when we think that we may have done something and God won't do those things, but he will. He will do just those three things and more. Today I had an experience, and I want you to know, and I'm sure you've experienced something else in your lifetime, that he will always be there. He will never leave you or forsake you, even when you're in the darkest place and you can't seem, you don't know that you're going to be able to come out of that dark place. If he just let a little light shine, just to let you know that he's still there, he finds some sort of encouragement, guidance, and protection, just to let you know that he will never leave you or forsake you. And we must be able to reach out and let him bring us back out of the darkness and give us that light that we need to go on in whatever situation we might have. Now, this morning was a very busy and difficult morning for me at work. There was a lot of great challenges that I had to get through. And really feel that throughout the day I didn't get through it. But I see where he was right there. I had a doctor's appointment afterwards in the afternoon. And I came home. But during the morning, as I was struggling to get a certain project done for a meeting, it was very troubling, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get everything accomplished that I needed to get accomplished. So that I felt like I was in a dark place this morning, but he gave me that light to let me know that he was still there. But I normally carry my little daily word book with me, and I normally read it in the morning as I'm getting ready to start my work. And this morning, because I had such a deadline to accomplish, time was of the essence, I kept looking at the book, but I didn't pick it up. And I did that several times. I put it away several times because I was so into what I was trying to accomplish. Even the first part of my morning, I normally call in our church, Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, have a call-in line, prayer line, that you can call in and someone is always there praying for you. And when I called in, there was about 49 people, but there are normally generally 60 or more people that calls in the morning. So, and I normally talk to the Father afterwards. But I was in a hurry because I know I needed to be to work early. And like I say, as my day started, it did not start. It was started on a speed, It was not a calm thing as you just get to your desk and have a moment to getting yourself together. It started at a fast pace. It didn't start as a slow pace this morning. It started at a fast pace. And it continued throughout the day. It didn't ever stop. But after I left the office, I went to the doctor's office, and when I came home, I read the daily word for the day, December 3rd, and it was guidance. Now, if I had read this when I normally read it, I really feel that I would have not gone through as much as I felt during the day, because this message was just right for me. And I want to read it because I want you to know that God is always there to encourage and give you guidance. And he nurtures you in ways that it's so amazing. But I felt that if I had done my regular routine, I would have had a better day. It reads, the title is Guidance. The Spirit of the Lord guides and nurtures my soul. He's always divine. You are always divinely directed. If you don't know what to do or say, just remember that there is an inexhaustible source of guidance in my soul. I feel free. I feel myself from any belief of ignorance. I release any fear of insufficiency of our inability. I return to the inner stillness where wisdom rises. I stay quiet and murmur a prayer. God, speak to me. And during that time, I felt that I did have the fear of insufficiency and inability, because what I was trying to accomplish at work, I didn't feel that I was doing a great job of gathering the material and information to get to my boss. I cultivate the custom of turning to God every time I need direction. In my daily practice, I ask the Spirit to speak to my soul. I open my heart, wait patiently, and listen to the sweet whisper of the inner voice. Gracefully receive what is mine to do today. God's infinite wisdom is always available for me to draw upon. It guides me in loving ways. And the scripture that goes with that, for it is not you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. I felt that if I had taken the time to read this, there I would have been more reassured that God was there helping me with that project. I did pray as I was trying to get it accomplished, but sometimes these daily words or whatever words that you pull or read during the morning, it will help you to start your day in a better way, and you won't let the enemy come in the midst of that situation. You'll be able to be directed and the Holy Spirit give you the guidance that you need to get through these different situations. So God is always there giving you guidance when you don't think that he is. God also encourage. You know, I think there's a song out that says, sometimes you, it's not the name of the song, but it talks about it. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. That is so true. But God also is there to encourage you as well. Scripture that goes with that, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourself as you follow Christ Jesus. That's coming from Romans, Romans 15:5. We all experience times when depression pulls us down. For no apparent reason, you cannot handle the demands of life anymore. Everything you seem to do fails. You become discouraged and feel that you are no longer able to cope with life. Now, this morning, it wasn't dealing with life. It was dealing with the situation. I was very discouraged because I couldn't seem to get it together. When you have come to the end of your own ability, it is good to become silent before God and receive the encouragement that only he can give. Submit yourself to him and receive his hope. Otherwise, the old familiar despair will take hold of you again and again. For instance, the holiday blues, getting through these holidays alone, getting through these holidays, sometimes you need that encouragement to get through it day by day. In a silent awareness of God's divine presence, recall his glorious promise that will revive hope in your soul. Reassure yourself that both in the storm and the quiet, God in Christ Jesus is there with you. Remember that he promised to make all things new. He will give you the strength to complete the task that he has given you to do. God does not want you to remain permanently in the dark. He wants you to see that light. He doesn't want you to be in that dark valley of despair. He will give you the encouragement that will make your life meaningful and beautiful again. We must, even though I didn't read my daily word, I do know I did pray while I was dealing with this this situation this morning. But as the day went on, things did look better than it was during the morning. I was able to get the information from my boss and give it to him before he went to his meeting. It's just that the enemy, Satan, can put thoughts in your mind, make him feel that you are incompetent, insufficient, inability to accomplish those goals. But God allowed me to complete what I needed to complete, even though I had that fear in my mind that I was not going to be able to get all the information. I didn't, because there was a time restraint in there, I dealt with fear because of the time period that I had. I did focus on God, but I allowed, even though I was focusing on him, I also allowed Satan to come in there with that fear, and that fear build up and overtake that moment that I needed to get rid of, that feeling I needed to get rid of. But I was able to complete the task. It's just that getting it together, I had built up so much fear, emotion in my bones. I didn't let God be there completely, even though I was praying. But he still was encouraging me at the same time. He's always there. And just like I said, he will never leave you or forsake you. And then what he does, he gives you divine protection. Let me read a scripture. They remember that God was their rock, that God Most High was their redeemer. That's Psalms 78:35. Many times in history of the world, it seems as it was lost and all hope was gone. And the things that are happening today, it seems like all hope is gone sometimes. When you listen to the, you know one thing, it is not a good thing to listen at the news every day. It's nothing but bad news. It's good to listen to it, I would say, from time to time, to get information that, to be aware of things. Yes, I agree, but I listened to the news this afternoon, and there was not one good thing on that news that I could really share with you tonight. Everything was just bad. The way people are, they're breaking into homes. It's just so many things that are happening. And really, it's not, it sometimes weighs you down. how people are treating each other. And this, there were about seven men that broke into this elderly home, couple home. I mean, do they have a mother and father? How can they do this? And to knock them around, and there was a couple of different home invasion with elderly people. How could you do this? How can you have that type of hate in your heart? So really, you have to be prayed up and constantly be guided, encouraged, and protected by God. Let me get back. God will always be there for his people through all different types of disaster. And he also will show you that he's there by miracles that he makes. So he's always there. He enables us to overcome danger and transform defeats in glorious victory. He will show his victory in a situation. Both personal and historical, he serves as a constant reminder, a victorious, omnipresent of himself in all the spheres of life. No circumstances are too small, are too big for him. No prayer will remain unheard or unanswered. This is the extent of God's immeasurable love for his people, the world, and especially you. When adverse circumstances threaten to overcome you, a fear make your heart tremble, remember that Christ sacrificed his life for you. Turn to him and lay your fear at his feet, because only him you will find deliverance from your distress. So stand firm when you think that he doesn't hear you. He's there, because he said he will never leave you or forsake you. I would like to also read Psalms 27. I read this several months ago. I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. And this is not for just you on the air. This is for me. I'm encouraging myself tonight. Because sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And I feel everything that I'm reading, I'm encouraging myself as well. Psalm 27, a Psalms of David. The Lord is the light of my salvation. The Lord is the light of my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foe attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. Yes, confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is the lives live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. He will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in the sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifice with shout of joy, singing and praising with music. Hear me as I pray, and I am praying for you on the air. Hear me as I pray. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servants in anger. You have always been my helper. You will, just like you said, you will never leave me or forsake me. Don't leave me, don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and my mother abandon me, that you will take me up. You will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things that I never done, and with every breath they threaten me with violence. Yes, I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am with him in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be brave and be of good courage. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. My prayer in this verse, Psalms chapter 27. Wait patiently for the Lord. He will never leave you or forsake you. Be encouraged, because he will give you guidance when you need it. He will encourage you, and he will also give you divine protection. And these days, yes, we must ask for protection of the things that are happening around us. We only have 4 minutes left. I'm going to bring Ms. Mandy Walker on for a second, and she's going to make an announcement, and I'm going to make a quick announcement before she comes on, and I'm going to give her the last couple of minutes. Our Christmas breakfast will be December the 21st. That's from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Hilton Hotel at the Stonecrest Mall. We will have breakfast there. Also, I'm asking you to bring, to be a part of the Shoebox Project this Christmas as well. Ask you to fill that box up with toiletry items for women and children. We'll be living those shoeboxes that weekend to several shelters with children, with women and children. Wrap it up wrap it up with Christmas decoration. And I hope that all of you will be a part of this event again this year. One other thing I want to mention, if you know anyone or yourself that is having some difficulties getting through the holiday, Christmas is coming up. At the Grove, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we are having, it's called Surviving the Holiday. Holiday Blues. It is December 19th. That's on a Thursday from 6:30 a.m. So my time is running out. Let me bring Ms. Mandy on real quick. I'm sorry, Ms. Mandy, the time is running out. So if you will speak, just 1 second, bring you on. Here you are. Go ahead. We only have a few minutes, Ms. Mandy. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. I just have a quick announcement. The Christmas cantata is coming up.
Go ahead. Got to make it fast.
On the 6th at 7 o'clock. The donation is $15 at the door. And let me give it this phone number right quick, 770-842-4361. Again, 770-482-4361, call, and the LWSC number is 404-409-9159. You can call either one of those numbers for further information. This is the Christmas.
Ms. Mandy, I think you were off there for a second. Could you go ahead and say it again where it's going to be and the name of the play again?
The name of the play is The Night the Angels Sing, and it's going to be at the St. Paul AME Worship Center in Stone Mountain, Lithonia. And the phone number to call is 770-482-4361. That's at St. Paul. And the Lou Walker Senior Center Performing Arts number is 404-409-9159.
Okay, well, great, Miss. Okay, Miss Manning, I will definitely be there, and I will also see if I can get some more people. I'm going to make a calling post announcement this
yes.
coming. I'm going to be making that calling post tomorrow, so I'll also put that out as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Mary, and
okay.
God bless you.
And I know everything is going to be a wonderful play. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in it.
Amen.
Well,
I'll be there.
Yes. Yeah, that's the end of our show. It's coming to a close before the recording come back on to turn us off. So I just wanted to let all of you know that there are so many resources and different organizations that is there to help each and every one through whatever they may be going through during the holiday. So like I said, our church is having that session, holiday blues session from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, December the 19th. And everybody's welcome. It's not just for the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. It is for anyone that would like to attend. And invite them to the show, you know, listening to the show, and also be prayerful and asking God for the encouragement and the protection that you need to get through each and every day. I love you. Be blessed. And tune in again next week, same time from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.